This Advent, we have been doing a series called Out of the Shadows, a reminder that the world in which we live in is not perfect, that there's pain and suffering and war, that there's people that have various hardships, you and I included. But we've been reminded this Advent, as we've lit the Advent candles, of God's promise of hope and peace and joy and hope, peace, joy, and love. And tonight we lit the white candle, the Christ candle, as we celebrate the birth of Christ. So I want to read for you the rest of the Christmas story, familiar or new, coming from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, starting in verse 8. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all this in her heart and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God, for they had heard and seen as it had been told unto them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. If you'd pray with me. Good and gracious God, we have gathered tonight to celebrate the birth of Christ, to celebrate hope entering into the world and the promise that Christ will return, that all things will be restored, justice will be had. And we are invited tonight to reflect on the testimony of your scripture, on the miraculous birth of a child, of a king that would come as the lowly. Lord, we recognize your Holy Spirit among us, and we ask that as we reflect on this passage, that you would give us the gift of interpretation and insight, that we would hear a word of hope and peace and truth from you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So there are really a few famous paintings that are as easy recognizable by these colors as Vincent van Gogh's Starry Night, which I put very lovely right here in front of you all. This painting is from the south of France, and it dazzles. And if you look closely, the church doesn't seem to fit in. This church right behind the cypress tree, well, it's not the French countryside. It's actually a Dutch church. Dutch in its architecture, Dutch because Vincent van Gogh painted not only what he saw, but painted his childhood memories. Now, this is one of the most well-known pieces of art, and it evokes all kinds of feelings for the viewer. It's a nighttime scene, it's haunting, but intriguing in a way. The sky is stretching and waning as the stars shone through in their varied brilliance, supplemented by the swirls that seem to kind of lure you in as you scoot to the edge of your seat. The moon in the far right corner telling us that even in darkness, there is a source of light. The star, some say that it's actually Venus. Venus is illuminating the moody indigos and blues. Now, it might come to surprise you that Vincent van Gogh painted this from an asylum after he had a mental breakdown. Now, that breakdown that he had came from famously mutilating his left ear. It was here, in an asylum, at one of his lowest moments, his hardest nights, that he looked out and he found inspiration. Inspiration accompanied also by hallucinations, and it led to the creation of the Starry Night. Van Gogh, as he was reflecting on this, he wrote his brother Theo, and he said, "This morning, I saw the countryside from my window for a long time before sunrise, with nothing but the morning star, which looked very big." Vincent van Gogh always had an interest in art. He was the son of a Protestant pastor, and he really wanted to follow in his father's footsteps, so he tried. He went to seminary. He decided, yeah, I'm not going to take Greek, which I don't blame him. I didn't do well in Greek, as you know. And then he said, no, I think I still want to do ministry. So he went and lived among mill workers. He served as a missionary to the blue-collared folks. He led them. He cared for them. He went into their homes. He offered them pastoral care, but the church said, I'm sorry, that's just not good enough. That's not what we wanted you to do. You see, we have ways in which we go about doing this. And Vincent left ministry. Maybe because the lack of support or the criticism or nice Christian folk judging first. Many say that his ministry and preaching continued, though, through his art and his creativity and his suffering and the way in which he shared his love of people through these beautiful images, creation and inspired and holy in a way. And many have wondered in every podcast, because you know everyone has started a podcast these days, that there is the church of his childhood and that he used that because of his experience with God. But then if you look closely, you see that all the houses, they all have lights on. They're all illuminated, but the church remains dark. Theories say that his harm from the church, his rejection from officials, and his mental health challenges disqualified him from ministry. Others say that he found God. Oh, he found God in the homes of the people he loved and cared for and represented, and when he served as a missionary. Others say that the stars represent the idea that there is always light to guide us, even in the darkest of times, like art did for Van Gogh when he was rehabbing in France. No matter what interpretation you choose to take tonight, or whatever this painting speaks unto you, we have journeyed through darkness, like Vincent van Gogh. We have had mental health struggles, medical emergencies, floods, diagnoses, family hurting, fights, war. But no matter the darkness we have journeyed through, light has come. And light will always breach the shadows. Advent is the season of waiting, longing, and wandering when the light will break through, when the light will come and force the shadows to flee. In all of Advent, we have been journeying. We have been holding our collective breath while acknowledging the reality of the world in which we live is shadowed by despair. People are hurting. Maybe you're hurting. It's shadowed by conflict, so much war and hate and division, by sorrow, people that are sad and hurting, people that are having mental health crises and challenges. The shadow also of hate. It's so easy to hate. Hate, really at the core, fear of other people. Hate overwhelming us. Now these dark clouds cause our vision to be bleak. They make us question, well, where is God? If God really cares, where is God? Can God make a change? Can I make a difference in my small, ordinary life? And we have felt the weight of darkness. We say things like, this Christmas looks different, feels different. Or we say, this Christmas is the same as it always is. Here I am again at the candlelight service. Just get to where we light the candles and sing, Oh Silent Night Joy. Come on, let's get us through. Which is just as challenging because it leads to apathy and complacency that then seek to rob us of enjoying and celebrating the birth of Christ and the hope of Christmas. The days have felt shorter. Who's still trying to get over the sun going down at like 1 p.m.? Anyway, okay. Thank you, Austin, in the back. I appreciate your raised hand. We are making it through. We have weathered the longest night of the year, and it is right and good for us to gather this Christmas Eve, because we gather to celebrate. We gather not to hem and haw about how awful the world is, though we can agree in many ways, but we come to celebrate the dawn, the light, our Savior entering into time and space, putting on flesh and blood. Christ comes not as a violent warrior with sword drawn, but mighty in his vulnerability of a child. That is, as we sang, light from light, true God from true God. The power of God comes as a humble child, and in this grand reversal makes manifest to us a kingdom of God that is upside down, topsy-turvy, inside out to our understanding. Even those of us that feel like we are sitting in darkness, gosh, we are just army crawling to the manger for some beacon of hope, for some opportunity to see that Christ is born and that means something to me, to be open to the possibility that this world can change and we can be a part of it, that transformation starts with the celebration of the birth and promise that Jesus will return to make things right, just, and good, and has invited us to be a part of it here on earth. Beloved, now is the time to celebrate. Now is the time to do the YMCA. Dawn has come. Dawn is used in Scripture always as a reference to God's redemption, that God would give light, that God would guide our feet. Light is used during the Exodus story when the Israelites were liberated from slavery and oppression by the government. Jesus comes to us tonight. God's presence came to the Israelites as a pillar of cloud and fire, light to the world. Christ's birth doesn't come into the world within the religious establishment, but is birthed in a guest room, in a manger, in a trough, around animals. Christ comes into the world where there is no privacy for this young couple, because travelers and caravanners would usually have stayed in this common room. The light comes in an ordinary, seemingly useless way to change humanity. Each star in this painting of Starry Night, each candle we have lit, represents the Advent themes are fulfilled tonight in their lighting with the birth of Christ. Hope has come into the world. Peace has entered into the world, not by way of Rome's empire of violence, by way of peace that Jesus brings. The star called joy shone despite sorrow in the world, despite Vincent van Gogh's battles with depression and seizures and deteriorating mental health. Joy comes because God invited him to be a part. God had called him to do something with his gifts and his faith. Love. Love enters the world as God humbles himself and moves into our neighborhood as grace and truth to dwell among us so that we would be restored and reconciled back into hope. Christ is born. The light chases the darkness, and through it all, even if it seemed like there was no place in the inn, light comes anyways. All these years later, we look in our world, in our lives, we look for star signs that are, as Joanne Chister says, signs of Jesus' presence manifested in our own life and age and in us and in the world around us. Stars that God is still in the business of bringing light and love to God's hurting people. The day star is what we call Christ. Christ comes and invites us to see with new eyes, to feel God's presence again, even after long nights of the soul, even after being irritated and frustrated and having doubt. God comes again to us, resting in the promise that no matter how dark it seems, there will always be light. It is our choice. It is our choice to make room for Christ to be born among us today, to make room for the light of hope and peace and joy and love, to join in and wonder, to be like those despised and outcast shepherds that heard the good news of Jesus Christ first, to sit by Mary as she ponders the mystery and magic of giving birth to the Son of God, or even to be like Joseph, to sit in silence, knowing that God has been at work and will continue to do so through this birth, through this hope, through this promise of return. We are invited to the manger tonight to see that even if Emperor Augustus, who was called the peace bringer by his subjects, does not bring peace, but peace comes alone through Christ, because Christ is the Prince of Peace, the one that brings true peace and stops wars and calls us to be peacemakers. We are to sing like the heavenly host proclaim, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards humanity. We are invited even to hear the voice of the Savior as a cry of a newborn, full of light and life. May the lesson from the starry night encourage us to paint with broad, bold strokes and bright colors, because there is always light to be found. May we celebrate the hope for all creation and salvation through the birth of Jesus. His birth was made known to working-class cowboys sitting in the dark of night in the fields so that we can be amazed at Christ's birth. Light is breaking in. Light is breaking through this night and each day as we follow Jesus Christ. Hold on to hope. The story really is just getting good. The stars are coming out on this cold, clear night. The world is forever changed, and so are we. Amazed, treasuring this story, pondering what it means in our hearts, and leaving here to praise God with all that we had heard and seen as it has been told unto us. Go out into the starry night to see the light. Christ has come and Christ will return. Make room, take heart. Light has come. Dawn is here. Amen.